So this week's shiur is faced with a dilemma because the way the parshios work of Truma Tetzaveh and Vayakov Akudeh, pretty much everything that the Maharal said about the Mishkan, we already learned when we learned Truma Tetzaveh. So what was I going to do? So luckily, this Shabbos is not only Parshas Vayakov Akudeh, it's also Parshas Para. So I figured we would discuss the Maharal's comments on the Parah Aduma, on Parshas Parah. We read this Shabbos about purifying ourselves, and the way the Rabbanu Shalom says to purify ourselves is through the bringing of the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma water. Now, the overarching theme that the Maharal stresses this Shabbos, this week, that we're going to learn, this is something that is very important to the Maharal's worldview. The Maharal's worldview is he has incredible respect and support for Ma'amari Chazal, for the tradition of Torah teachings throughout the generations, and you're going to see how strong is his connection. And he does this via a discussion of Tamei HaMitzvos, the reasons for mitzvos, and the reasons for various halachos, and this is going to be, and we're not going to get to the whole thing, but we'll try to give you a little taste. So the very first comment goes, we're basically learning Parshas Chukas. So if you could turn to page 446, this week being Parshas Parah, by Deber Hashem Moshe Vel Aaron Lemor, Zos Chukas HaTorah, and Rashi right away on 446, take a look at Rashi. Zos chukas hatorah. Lefi shasatan ve'umos ha'olam monin et Yisrael lomar. Ma ha'mitzvah zos u'ma tam yeshba. The satan and the nations of the world, they sort of attack the Jewish people. They call us out. They call the Jewish people saying, what's this idea with this mitzvah and what's the reason for this, right? Everybody knows that the Parah Aduma, the Kohen who would sprinkle the water would become Tamei, and the person who's Tamei would become Tar. It's almost like this magical, mystical potion. And the nations of the world say about this, the mitzvah to give tzedakah, we could deal with. We understand that. The mitzvah to give meister, truma, those things we understand. But the mitzvah parah aduma, you mean to tell me you sprinkle some holy water on a guy and all of a sudden, first of all, why when he comes in contact with a dead body he's become tamei? And why all of a sudden you sprinkle some holy water on him? What kind of mysterious, mystical, ridiculous religion is this? You're just doing these meaningless ceremonies. So that's why the Torah says about this mitzvah, Zos chukas haTorah, chok meaning something strong, something engraved, something chiseled out. It is a decree from before me, it's a decree and you have no right to question it. And this, for the Maharal, is a tenet, is a foundational yesod, a foundational idea in Judaism. Gzerahim yulfanai ve'in richa rishus lahara achara. This is what Hashem commanded. This is a gzerah, and you have no right to question. So let's see the Maharal's take on this. Take a look. Page 1. Va'atamhu ki ha-mitzvos. Basias haMitzvah. So idea number one, the Maharal says, Basias haMitzvah, Ein Tzarech Adam Lodas Tam haMitzvah Klal. So the Maharal stresses very strongly, we have to have trust in Hashem, we have to have faith in Chazal. If we know there's a certain mitzvah, and this is the mitzvah, this is what it is, we know 100% this is the mitzvah. We know clearly, the Torah says by Parah Aduma, you're supposed to take this water, burn a cow that had no, you shech the cow and burn it, and you take the ashes and you mix it with water, whatever the potion is. If this is what it says in the Torah, says the Maharal, if you don't understand, let's say by 99% of the mitzvahs, that there is a good reason, that there is such a reason, but you don't know the reason. You don't understand the reason. Says the Maharal, if you perform the mitzvah 100% correctly, and you have no idea what the reason for the mitzvah is, you have no idea, you just know, God commanded me, this is, I know that I have to do this mitzvah, you don't understand the reason, says the Maharal, you are 100% Yotzei the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah, you did it ka'alacha. He says, Ein tzarech adam ladas tam mitzvah klal. Rak asiyasa bilvad. What God cares about is that he commanded us and we do it like loyal servants. This is what being a Jew is all about. We have 613 commandments. You do them. If you understand them, matov u'manayim, that's even better. But the basic foundation is we are avadim l'Hashem. He created us. He commanded us. He gave us. It's not our job to sit there and question, oh, this doesn't make sense to me, that doesn't make sense to me, this doesn't make sense to me. We're supposed to be avadim that accept. This is going to be the theme that's going to run through the Maharal's comments this week, this year. Ein tzarcho l'mdat ha'amitz ha'klal, rak ha'asiyah z'vad. Ve'ein tol ha'amitz ha'rak ba'asiyah z'vad, ve'ein bo shum limud, rak ha'asiyah greida, she'osa ha'mitzvah. Afa gavdolo yoda shum davar ha'mitzvah nasa shapir. So that's by mitzvos. Aval betorah lo shayach lashin chukah. So he says that was the question. Zos chukas ha'torah, the Maharal says the question was, ki betorah shayach limud. Torah, you have to understand, you have to study. Then Cain, lama kasav zos chukas ha'torah. He's explaining what was bothering Rashi. So he says, lefikach, tirets, lefisha satan v'umas olam, lekach kasav betorah lashin chukas, lilmod lecha, she'af betorah, Yehei chuka. Even when you're learning something, that's also a chuka. Va'al yahaher achar Torah shel para aduma. Aval eitz la'ashem yisparach la'shayach chukas ha'torah l'drash ha'asa. Va'af agav damrinan b'medrish ki l'moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'sholom haya kodesh baruch hu megal ha'tam para aduma. Even though the medrish says that Moshe Rabbeinu did know the reason for para aduma, mikomalkim kem shlo nathan tam zel l'chol Yisrael, V'atorah liYisrael nitna d'ksiv Torah tzivul on Moshe v'nemar v'zos haTorah shesamu v'nei b'nei Yisrael shayach shapir chukas haTorah. So the first point here is the Maharal says that the idea behind this medrash is don't ask me even the reason for Parah Aduma. A, he says, number one, lesson number one is that all the mitzvos, as he's going to say in a moment, he's going to develop this in a second, that all the mitzvos, we don't need to know the reasons for them, but the Medrash is bothered. What's the language of chukah when it comes to Torah? Zos chukas haTorah. So he says, when it comes to Parah Aduma, even the Torah of Parah Aduma, even the reasoning of Parah Aduma, even though Moshe Rabbeinu had the reason, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the reason. The rest of us don't know the reason, but Moshe Rabbeinu knew the reason. But still, the Torah was given to Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael wasn't given the reason for this. And therefore, the reasoning for this, even the reasoning for this Parah Aduma, has to remain a chukah. Gzerahim milfanai, you do it. Forget about the reason. Don't worry about the reason. Gzerahim milfanai, you have no right to question it. You have no right to question this reasoning. But then he goes on further and says that every mitzvah, it's not just Parah Aduma. Let's see what he says. Vim Tomar. Lama kasa b'par adum aloshin gzeirah milfanei. V'alo kol mitzvot gzeiros milfanei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Not just this one that we don't know the reason. Every mitzvah is a gzeirah milfanei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. K'daminu b'perakah roeh. Like there's a famous gemara in Masechet Brachos that says, Omer, al kansi po yagiu rachamecha. Let's say a person says, oh, Judaism is such a great religion because Judaism has a mitzvah called shiluach hakein that we have rachmanos. We have Rachmanis on the mother bird that we're not going to take the baby, the eggs away from under the mother bird. We're first going to send the mother bird away. So, oh, what a merciful religion Judaism is. So if somebody says that, Meshatkin or so, you're not allowed to let a person say that. Mipnei, she'osem yidosot shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachman, because he's saying that the mitzvos are the reason that Hashem gave these mitzvos is so we should be merciful on the mother bird. That's the goal of the mitzvah. That's the point of the mitzvah. The Einam El Gzeros, and the Gemara says it's not true. The mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us are not because he wanted us to have mercy on the mother bird for the sake of the mother bird, or he wanted us to give money to the poor person for the sake of the poor person. Vim Kain, Kulam Gzeros Heim Elifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein HaPerosh Sheyu Gzeros B'li Tam. So first of all, the Maharal is going to set out for us very important reason number two. The Maharal here is going to disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam famously said in Mor Nevuchim, all the mitzvos are gzeros, and there are no real reasons for mitzvos. We can try to think maybe this is the reason, maybe this is not the reason, but we're not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know the reason for mitzvos. We don't know. That's the Rambam says that we don't know the reason for anything. But the Maharal says, no, that's not what it is. To say no, Elohim gzeros sheyesh b'hem tam. The Maharal says the mitzvos are decrees that do have a reason. So why are they called gzeros? What does the Gemara mean when it says you know, don't say that the purpose of the mitzvos is to be merciful on the mother bird. That's giving a reason. They're all gzeros. What does it mean? Even though they all do have reasons. Hainu shelo yomar ha'adam shem shel rachamim shekadosh baruch hu merachem al abrios also davar rachamim v'zeh eino shatorah shenasa lanu kadosh baruch hu kol davar b'midas hadin. The Torah that God gave us, this is because He understood absolutely that this is the way the world is supposed to function, and these are the commandments that we need to do in order to make the world function. It's not because God had mercy on the mother bird, or God has mercy on the poor person, or God has mercy on the Kohen and the Levi, so we got to give him Truma and Maaseh. And even that this that the Torah says to a person that he has to give tzedakah or ma'aser, v'chol advarim asher hem migmilas chesed, and all the things that are gmilas chesed, kol ha'mitzvos kulam hen gzeros b'midas hadin. All of the mitzvos are gzeros b'midas hadin ve'einam rachamim. Ki ma shechiva ha'Torah b'tzedakah u'v'ma'aser, this that the Torah obligates you in giving tzedakah and giving ma'aser, shekein ha'adam mitzachu adam chayv sheitein ma'aser, kidei sheyia ha'adam nefesh tov. Now here he's going to get into the idea of the Ramban. Now, gentlemen, here he's going to talk about the Ramban's idea, which he likes most of it, but he has a little bit of a disagreement with the Ramban. So here the Maharal teaches us, he actually just really quoting the Ramban, that the Ramban says that all of these mitzvot that are merciful, the idea that he's trying to distract us from, he's trying to say to us, don't say that the purpose of the mitzvah is for the mother bird, or the purpose of the mitzvah is for the ani. Why do I have to get stuck up? For the ani sake. He says, no, this is the Ramban. The Ramban says, the purpose of the mitzvahs of chesed are to make us bale chesed. That's the Ramban's idea. It's not for the bird. It's that we should develop into merciful people. We should develop into caring people. So if we have the mitzvah that we have to send away the mother bird before taking away the eggs, hopefully that will instill within us mercy. If we have a mitzvah that when a poor person comes to the door, we're supposed to take care of him and not say, he probably has $1 million in a Swiss bank account somewhere. But we're supposed to have a naturally merciful attitude. This is the Ramban. He's going to disagree with this. B'chol advar b'shem gzeiros says, kol mitzvos kulam hem gzeiros minas hadin. Ve'en rachman. Ki ma shechiv ha'tor b'tzedakah u'b'maaser, shekein ha'adam mitzachu adam chayv shekein ma'aser, kedei sheyia ha'adam nefesh tov. A person is supposed to give ma'aser that he should become a nefesh tov. V'lo yeh nefesh rav. V'mkein, ma'ashet tzivsa ha'torah yibigzei rotsa shal kodesh baruch hu al ha'mkayim ha'mitzvah. V'lo yabed al ha'ani u'necheiruach sheyeh mitzuvah al nesinas ha'tzdakah k'dei sheyeh misparnitz ha'ani. Zeh eino. She'ein ha'mitzvah elo la'osa ha'mitzvah. The point of the mitzvahs is, the Maharal says, the point of all mitzvahs is for us, is for the doers of the mitzvahs, not for the one who we're doing the mitzvah to. אבל המצווה ששנוס לקרש ברוך הוא כולם הם לתועלת מקיים המצווה. ולפיכך הם כולם גזירוס, אף אוסן שהם רחמם. Even those that are merciful in nature are decrees that we have to do no matter what. וזהו שאמר, מפני שאוסק מידה שהקרש ברוך הוא רחמם ואין מלא גזירוס. כלומר, שכך גוזר קרש ברוך הוא מידה סדין. ומה שתמצא שהקרש ברוך הוא אמר, ועל זה עביד אל עוני ונחי רוח. Isn't there a pasuk in Yeshayahu saying that God says, I care about the poor person, I care about the downtrodden person? Shakadosh Baruch Hu owes it a dalim. Einin shim b'shvil kach mitzvah l'adam l'fayin itzos and b'shvil shirachim ala ani. She'ein zekein. Elamashu owes a dalim u'rachim kadosh Baruch Hu ba'atma owes a zel a dalim u'lev yonim v'inis rachim. V'tziva kadosh Baruch Hu b'minis adin l'adam she'yilach b'drachov. We're supposed to follow God. God cares about the poor people. We're supposed to follow God. V'zel migzeirasu ala adam v'lo natan kadosh baruch hu ha-mitzvah l'yishal tzad ha-rachmim. Rachmim igzeirus. V'vaday tam yesh b'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah. So again, there is a reason for every single mitzvah, but that's not why we do them. V'zeh perish nachum amar zeh. U'kvar kosa zeh ha-ramban fashas teitze. Rak shehu shinim b'ktas perusha. He disagrees with the Ramban. So Yesodos so far, ideas so far. Number one, we don't do mitzvahs because of their reasons, right? Well, first of all, even if a person has no idea what the reason of a mitzvah is, if he does the mitzvah, he gets 100% credit. That's A. Even if he doesn't understand the reason, he gets 100% credit. B, the mitzvahs, according to the Ramban, the Maharal's version of the Ramban, the mitzvahs that he gave us, we don't do them because it's good for the poor person. all the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us are good for us. The point that He gave us is for us. The Ramban says it's to develop our character, to make us godly people. We're commanded to follow Hashem, and every mitzvah is absolute. It's uncompromising. There's no being wishy-washy about it. It was given in Midas Adin. It was not given because of Midas Harachamim. And here he develops this idea a little bit further, and he flushes it out a little bit more in the next paragraph. Tanan b'perek ein omdin. This is from Tiferes Yisrael. The first two pieces were from Gur Aryeh, right on Chukas. This is from Tiferes Yisrael, which is the book that the Maharal wrote all about mitzvos HaTorah, all about study of Torah, and mitzvos HaTorah. And Perek Vav, he says like this. Tanan b'perek ein omdin. Omer al-kan tzibu yagir rachamecha, tovi zach shmecha, modim mishakin oso. The Kamer Gemara, kan tzibu yagir rachamecha, my time alo, why can't you say that God was merciful on the mother bird? Pligi bat shriyam aroi merava. You're making God's commandments into merciful v'inel gzeiros, and God's commandments are not rachamim; they are gzeiros. Ulamad damer shows me as rachamim v'inel gzeiros perish. She'ein roy she'yu midos Hashem yisparach Hashem humanig olamo b'tmidos aydei rachamim. Doesn't make sense that God's running of the world is done by rachamim. Rach b'dinu v'gzeiro. When God set up the world, He had a very clear-cut set of rules of what's going to make the world go round. And those rules include that the Jewish people have to keep the mitzvos. The world is conducted with truth and straightness and midas hadin. Being merciful does not go with the midah of emes. Because if you're going to run the world with the midah of mercy, you're going to be merciful even to that person who's not worthy of it. Now, certainly he says God does do mercy with the creations. The Maharal says it's true that God from time to time will give something to a person on this earth who doesn't really deserve it. He'll be merciful to the person who doesn't really deserve it. But that's not the major way that he runs the world. 90% of the way God runs the world is in Midas Hadin. That's the way the world needs to run. That's why when God created the world, in the creation of the world, he had the world Elokim, and God conducts the world, generally speaking, with Midas Hadin. Rak ro yisparach, that the world's not going to last that way. He joined the Midas Harachim. Din is about righteousness, it's about truth, it's about what's fair. The Dover Zeroya, the Homer Akan Tibur Yagir Rachamecha, who owes him Midosev, Shuyisbach Manigman Omo, Rachamim, Shumanigalom Tmidus. And then he quotes the Ramban. And here again, you see that the Maharal has incredible respect for the Divrei Chazal. Incredible respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos. We have to accept them. They are midos hadin. They are what's good for the world, and that's the way we do them. Omnom, look at the bottom paragraph. Masha Omuzal shows midos Hashem Yisroch Rachman. Lo kash yeklal, even according to the Ramban. Right, this we saw already. Let's go to the next page. We saw this. On the second paragraph on page 3, man should not become cruel. Just that you shouldn't say that God did this because he's merciful. And this is what I wrote in Gur Aryeh. Now here he's going to go even further than the Ramban went. Here he's going to go even further. The Ramban says the reason for all these merciful commandments is that we should become merciful people. The Ramban, the Maharal himself, goes a step further. He has a lot of proofs. I don't want to go into why he proves this, but he thinks that he goes even further. Avol midivrei chacham nira she'im lomar ki amitzus shenatan shemis rach b'shvil hamikavel shehu ha'adam. He says, he thinks that it really is a step further. Again, the Ramban says that God created all the mitzvot, especially those that are of the merciful variety, to make us merciful people. That the goal of the mitzvot is that we should become better people. The Maharal himself goes even a step further, and you know, he goes even a step further. She'ein lo markiya mitzvah she'inatan Hashem Yisroel she'al mekabel shehu adam. The Maharal goes further. He says, no, I think that the mitzvos were not created for our personal benefit. Rakim gzeros mitzad Hashem Yisparach. They were not created for our personal benefit. They are gzeros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech, our ruler, our creator. He commanded us to do them, and we have to do them because he commanded us to do them. HaGozer al amo gzeros, k'mo melech HaGozer gzer al amo, like a king that makes a decree. Af ki ha'emes, ki yimashich mizeh, mitzad shehu mekayim ha'gzeros she'gozer alav, ha'tov v'ha'atzlacha, she'ein acharei atzlacha. Even though, of course, the Maharal says that it's true, that it's going to come out from this, if you do follow, if we follow Hashem's decrees, if we follow the letter of the law, mamish to the T, and we follow those mitzvahs, of course, we're going to get incredible goodness and incredible atzlacha, she'ein achar atzlacha, which means the reward in olam haba. We're going to get the incredible reward. Mikol makom ein haschalas hagzera shenitna letov el hamekabel. The beginning of this gzera was not given for the good of the receiver of these commandments, namely us. Umash Amar HaKosav asks the Maharal, is that really true? That the reason for Hashem giving us these mitzvos is not for our own benefit? Even though it's true, we get incredible benefit out of it, but it's not for our own benefit. He says, isn't this against the Meferish HaPasuk in the Torah? Take a look at this pasuk. This idea that the Maharal is saying is that the mitzvahs were not created, were not originally given to us for our own merit and benefit. Rather, because it's just that Hashem is the Melech and he knows how the world is supposed to run and he gave it to us and we have to just fall like slaves. Isn't that against the Meferish pasuk in the Torah? Look at this pasuk that he quotes here. Umash Amar HaKosav, what about this that the Torah writes in Parshas Veschanan? Vayitzaveinu Hashem Elokeinu lasos achukim ha'ela l'tov lanu. God commanded us to do these mitzvos l'tov lanu, for our benefit. That's why he gave it to us. Says the Maharal, ein haperush, and again, according to the Ramban, that's beautiful. That it fits in beautifully according to the Ramban. That God didn't create the mitzvos for us that we should be nice to the poor person for the sake of the poor person. Rather, God gave us the mitzvos to make us better people, to make us tovim, to make us good people. That's what it sounds like the simple pshat of the pasuk. So he says, no, that's not what it means. It's not the fact that God gave us all these mitzvos to be good to us. She'ein zekach. It's not true. Rak, hu yisparach tziva aleinu kemelech hagozer. He commanded these things because he is the king and he made these decrees. Rak, shagzera hazos. He letov lanu l'chayoseinu kayom hazeim nekayim mitzvos. It's true. We will live good lives if we are mekayim the mitzvos. V'lo shetchilas hagzeira hu l'tov lanu. Again, he's making a very fine distinction. Herbie doesn't get it. What's the deal? Let's see if we can try to figure this out. Umash amar rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael l'fika chevel em Torah mitzvos. God wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. Therefore, he gave us a lot of mitzvos. Again, it sounds like the reason he gave us these mitzvos is for our merit. Perusho. Because God gave a lot of decrees for us, so we're going to end up getting out of it a lot of merit. I think, Herbie, I think. Let me just read a little more, then I'll tell you what I think. V'davar zeh muskan b'gemara b'kama b'komos. V'hu ikar shorish gadol b'gemara. You see, aleinu nivne kama lochos. Shomer b'komos rabbis. Mitzvos ha-Torah lav lehanos nitnu. The mitzvos were not given for our benefit. Mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. Ela b'shvil gzeros nitnu. Ulefikach amru, hamudr hanam min ha-shofar. If a person swears he's not going to get any benefit out of a shofar, mutter l'tzkobo, you're allowed to blow it. Hamudr hanam min chaver, mutter l'tzkobo. If I swear not to get any benefit out of my friend, I'm allowed to use his shofar to be mekayem mitzvah. Because the mitzvos were not given for my benefit. Yes, I'm going to get a benefit of olam haba out of it. Yes, I'm going to get a benefit that my life is going to run the way it's supposed to run. The mitzvos were not given for the sake of our pleasure. The mitzvos were given for a yoke on the person. Don't say that's what it means. You're going to get hana out of it. You're going to get hana out of olam haba. That the whole point of the mitzvah is for our benefit. Now, again, I'm willing to listen to suggestions here, but again, to my limited understanding, what is he saying over here? The Rambam says mitzvahs have no reasons. They're all decrees. They have no reasons. We can think that we think we know the reasons. The Ramban goes once and says that that's not correct. The Ramban says all mitzvahs have a reason, and the reason for all mitzvahs is to make us better people. The Maharal doesn't like that pshat for various questions. The Maharal says that the reason that God commanded us, that the point of commanding us the mitzvahs is not to make us better people. Hashem decreed these gzeros because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows this is the way the world has to exist, that there has to be a Jewish people that are doing these commandments. This is the Sod HaKiyum of the world, and we are not supposed to think that the mitzvahs were done for our benefit. It's true that once we do the mitzvahs, we get a tremendous benefit out of it, and we will become good people out of it, l'tov lanu. We'll get a side benefit. The side benefit is that we'll also become very giving and caring people. That's a side benefit. That's not the reason why God commanded it. The reason why God commanded it is He is our Melech, and we're supposed to do them at their very essence and core because we are the chosen people and we are the people that God did. And again, I think the thing He's trying to get out of here, what He's trying to get at is this, that a person could say, very nice, God commanded me the commandments, I should be a better person. You know what? I don't feel like being a better person. I don't need to be a good person. So thank you, Hashem, for showing me how to be a good person. I'm not interested. I think that's what he's trying to, and he spells this out in another line. He spells it out. That if it was just to make us better people, if that was really the whole thing, to make us good people, so a person would have the option to opt out. That's really all he's trying to say. That even if you don't feel like becoming a good person, you don't feel like it. We are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world is supposed to run. The world is supposed to run on our performance of mitzvahs. Like them, don't like them, understand them, don't understand them, want to be a better person, not want to be a better person. We are Avdei Hashem, and this is the way we're supposed to be. Again, this is just like the Maharal goes to a very, very strong extreme in how much fealty we have to pay to the mitzvahs HaTorah. And whatever work that we do, and again, I know this is not what we like to hear, but whether we understand them, it's nice for us to engage in the thing of why Hashem told us this and why Hashem gave us this. And like Rabbi Storch always says, that's the ketchup on the French fries. It makes it go down smoother when we understand them. But the Maharal is trying to say, even if you don't understand them, and even if there could be two different opinions about it, the bottom line mitzvah is still the bottom line mitzvah. And we're supposed to have this uncompromising, respectful understanding of every mitzvah that we do them, whether we understand them or like them or not. Now, let's say he does a little bit more about this. Now, the last piece, maybe I should skip already to the last piece. He does a little bit more about this. I don't know if we can get more out of this. Second to the last piece, and then we're going to go, because the last piece is really unbelievable, although I'm not going to have time to read it. Let's see. See, in the next piece you'll like more because there he explains more along the lines of the Ramban. The Ramban, I think we're much more enjoyable. Hashem gave us all the mitzvahs to make us better people. So then there's something in it for us. So we're excited about that. Yeah, that makes more sense, right, to us. But he has a lot of proofs why he doesn't. Oh, see, I just show you.
Doesn't that have a greater key of us? Become better people?
It does, but it also gives. But he says it also gives us an out that if we don't feel like it, we don't have to do it. It's for my benefit. So if it's for my benefit, I could say I'm not interested.
I'm giving the mitzvahs to be a better person. I don't, and I do the mitzvahs, great. And I'm not a bad person, but I'm doing the mitzvahs the kol ha'deos. But if the Kohen Rabban, I'm not
my kind. If it doesn't make you a better person. Okay, that's true, I hear that. Take a look, I'll just... If you like the Ramban's pshat, that is for our benefit. It's for our benefit, like the simple pshat in the pasuk. Nucha lomar kach. You could say that. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, oh, you gave it to me the kabbal schar. I don't want it. There's a Gemara in Yuma says that one of the rabbis said, okay. You're giving it to me for my benefit. I'm not interested. Shadavar Zaino. And there's a lot of people, unfortunately, who they opt out. Okay, you tell me Torah, which is good for me. I don't think it's because of me. I'm not interested. Shadavar Zaino. Raksha Tova Hubat Mo Gzera Yisrael. Even the fact that it's good for you is also a Gzera. V'yia Perish Vaitzavir Shalaka Lassus Kalchumel Tov Lanu. Ki Hashem Yisrael Gazar Aleinu Amitzos Mipneshin Gazar Aleinu Atov. He's forcing us to be good. You know, that's the point that he's trying to get out of it. Yes, good will come out of it for us, but he's forcing it. He's forcing it on us. When we come akum kevin chatov azu gzeira bal karcho shel adam against our will, yomar bezem mitzvah slav lehanas nenu kilo not no aldas on the kabo uveshul kach mitzvahim ol al adam ubevale das ramban zal tovi tovin alinian zet ki a mitzvah shalon is achzer hamida azot skaz hashem al adam v'chein shar mitzvahs kulam him lekvo av adam midas tovos. And now he says, Omnam, Eina kavana pochas v'shalom, she'ena divrei Torah ha-tov ha-noam. I'm not trying to say that Torah is not good and peaceful. Ki kol d'rachea d'archi noam, v'chol nisi v'osei ha-shalom. She'ezeh davar bara, rak ha-kavana po, ki lo mitzad ha-zeh nitna Torah la-hana-asam. Of course the Torah is beautiful and peaceful and great things come from it. But it wasn't given to us for our benefit, rak nitna b'torah b'din u'v'yosher. We have to do it. It's not a question. We can't question it. V'imzah kol atov lano. Of course, it's all for our good also. Kein roi el asher hu atov amiti sheyom min rak atov. God is only goodness, and only goodness comes out of him. Ulefika hatorgi l'tov lano achatzava yigzera. Oh, okay. This is point number one. But now, I want to go to one other point. And again, he takes two and a half pages to say this point. I don't know how much of it I'm going to be able to say. But to summarize this last point of the Maharal, he says, a person should never think that the reason why God gave us a mitzvah of kosher is because non-kosher food is unhealthy. He's very against that approach. For the same idea. And again, he's disagreeing with the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Again. Let me try to see a little bit of this inside.
Even spiritually? That concept.
Oh, no. So that I think he likes more. So again, honestly, I didn't even read most of this. Even in preparation, it was a little bit of a crazy week. My daughter got engaged this week, Baruch Hashem, so I had been simcha. So it was a little bit crazy, but this you may have to do most for homework, but let's try to read a little bit of it together. His bar lecha, ki ha-Torah hi tziruf v'zikuch nefesh adam. Again, he's really following here. The Torah purifies a person. Uve medrash. The Medrash says like this: Shal goy echad es Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Basically, the guy asked him, "Ilan ovadya da'asan av deniran kimin kshafim." This paraduma looks like witchcraft. You burn a red cow and pour some holy water in and sprinkle it on a person becomes tar. It's ridiculous. Atem avim par v'sarfenosa the kochin osav notlan say you chop it up and then you take the and you burn it and you take the ashes. The echad mikem mitamid lemeis. Mazin alav shnayim v'shloshim tipin, two or three drops you sprinkle, and you say, oh, you're pure? What kind of ridiculous religion are you running over there? Amar lo, so he says, nichnas b'cha ruach hazazim miyamech, amar lo lo. Ra'is adam shenichnas b'ruach hazazim, hey, amar lo ma'atem osim, amar lo mevini karm u'ma'ashin tachtav u'ma'abitzin alei amayim v'hi borachas. You take medicine and the illness goes away. Amar lo, listen to what you're saying. What are you going to tell us? Ad kan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai heishiv l'goy ki mitzvos haTorah heim to'elos ba'atzmam al derech zeh shomer ki parah aduma hi ma'averus ruach haTumah. B'kamo shechash v'ktzas b'nei adam ki haTorah asur ma'acholos asuros b'pnei sheim olid mezagra. Some people think that the Torah forbade eating trace food because it causes you to be unhealthy. Here's what you said. Avera is mitamtem libo shel adam. It's exactly like Herbie said. Shenemar al titamu b'hem v'nitmesim b'hem. Al tikri v'nitamtem el v'nitamtem. Hare, ki lo amu rak avera mitamtem libo shel adam. It's not eating the tray food that the tray food it makes you unhealthy and that's bad for you health-wise. No, it's the avera shebedavar that is unhealthy for you. It's the fact that you ran against God's command that's unhealthy. Again, you see the Maharal's incredible respect and total fealty to the mitzvot Hashem. It's all about mitzvot and averos. It's not about what's good for us in the healthy physical sense. It's about what's good for us in the spiritual sense. God created us with a soul that is a nefesh elokis. K'mo shamarnu. Ulekach ha'avera. It's not because eating dead bugs is bad for us physically. It's because eating dead bugs is a violation of God's commandment. He says it is true that if you eat treif, you're going to get sick. It is true. If you eat treif, you're going to get sick. B'zenir kim dvar miyesh b'm shinui. V'yotze mechlel sha'am achum shem tomu. V'shul ha'shinu shem v'yimashach achreim teva zar mishuna gamkein. Yeah, you're going to go nuts if you eat treif. V'kumo shekazav nezeh gamkein l'mala. Avol ein zeh tam b'isr v'heter. Shem kein ha'isa ha'torah sefer refuos. O sefer ha'teva. You're making the Torah into a medicine book. It's like a health book. The Torah is giving you you're saying that's what the Torah is, it's a health book? It's telling you these foods are healthy and these foods are not healthy. Okay, you told him that. Well, Anu, we know that the Torah is not that way. MK, what are you going to tell us? It doesn't make sense. But it's my gzera that I decreed. Hashem saying, I decreed that if you come in contact with this dead body and you go sprinkle this holy water on you, that's going to be your purification. It's not natural that that should happen that way, but I created it. I perish you. Since God commanded us, hames metame el adam, coming in contact with a dead person creates tum on you and the water purifies you. You think that this is natural?